Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. And let's do the most important story of the day. Wow!
It's one thing to have a back-to-back. It's another thing to have, like, a back-to-back-to-back. And that's almost what that was, you know, against Miami, because, you know, the double overtime. So I think you're conscious of that right now. But you're always, you know, playing to win, of course, right?
That's a very tired, lethargic, beaten up, and forlorn Quinn Snyder. Hawks dropped one last night to the Hornets. A lot of the starters were rested. Trae Young did show up and played a little bit. Looked pretty good. Didn't play with this frenetic pace we're used to, but very efficient. You can tell he's just trying to get back into shape, kind of tugging at his shorts in the first quarter after playing not too many minutes, but he'll work his way out of it. And Hawks and Bulls, what is that game, Wednesday night? Don't we know that? Turn your mic on. Your mic's not on. There you go.
Looking at the schedule.
But at any rate.
Okay. Although, look at the schedule. I don't see it. Anyways, yeah, I think it is next Wednesday, though.
But I mean, yeah. Maybe they'll win in advance. They seem to be good.
The next game is tomorrow. Their next game is tomorrow.
Yep.
In Minnesota, and then Sunday, the last game of the year is against Pacers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be one of those things where we talk about a lot. It's a different in pretty much any sport. Like, you can rehab, you can treadmill it, you can practice. Nothing gets you in game shape other than playing games.
Playing games. It's a different thing. Because you have adrenaline right involved. Yeah.
It's a different type thing. I thought he looked fine last night. I don't know how much she's going to play him going forward, because you are locked in a 10 seed, but at the same time, you want to get your best player some game action, some game reps. So it'd be interesting to see how much they play, especially tomorrow with Minnesota still playing for something.
We're going to see some weird lineups this weekend is what we're going to see.
Yeah, I guess so. Would you say going to look like a 1973 Boston Celtics?
Well, a lot of white guys on the floor last night for the Hawks, man. It looked weird to me. Like, it did look like the 1978 Celtics. I say that because I don't think they were winning back then. This was the non-winning white Celtics.
The non-winning? Was this before Cousy?
Yeah.
Before Cousy and
Cousy and the, I'm talking about the, I think the 70s, actually.
Oh, the 70s. I'm sorry.
What I meant.
Okay.
I don't think they won too much in the 70s. But at any rate, it was interesting to see guys I haven't seen much of this year. What do they look like? You know, whatever. Well, I was there. Oh. You try to find something interesting about
now
a soulless environment.
How was the applaud and everything when Trae was there? When he came out for the tunnel, Trae.
There's a pulse, definitely.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think that was the biggest thing, is watching him get back in there. Obviously, it was the last home game of the year for the Hawks.
Is it the last home game for Trae in a Hawks uniform? That's the question. No, not with a play-in, but technically regular season. Will he be moved in the offseason? Anything's possible. I have no idea. I think it's going to be it's not going to be Trae, though.
I don't think so either. But I think it's, you know, because it's hard to keep rebuilding this thing. You know, you got to, you know, obviously Jalen Johnson, he's done for the year pretty much. So I might kind of tweet that out. He's going to be gone. Him and Onyeka,
Clint Capela is probably going to be Trae. He's got an expiring contract.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you got some parts, but now it's all about, you know, trying to get another all-star type player with Trae.
Well, Pascal Siakam's a free agent. He's been rumored to be traded for the last decade.
If Indy gave up all that and he don't resign,
right?
I would highly doubt that.
So I think it's going to be DeJounte Murray is probably going to be traded. Clint Capela is probably going to be gone. Bruno Fernando, I guess, a decent backup center.
He got yammed on last night.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Lord have mercy.
That was probably the most the loudest I heard that arena all night when that was like,
ooh. And it was another guy yamming on that.
I felt that one.
Yeah, man. How you going to do like –
it could have been the Modelo is what I was feeling, though, too.
That, so, that also happens. That also escalates the hearing of a crowd when you – like you said, I mean, it's a – It's a Wednesday night game against Charlotte.
Yep.
You know.
But if you have a traditionally winning team, there's always going to be buzz in the building.
There's always,
there ain't no buzz in that building. The in-game entertainment, that's great. But like I said earlier, when the team's not good, I just feel like I'm at Dave and Buster's. That's what I feel like. Just feels like, yay, I'm in like some ridiculous carnival or
without
whatever.
Skee-ball.
Without skee-ball. the Braves and Mets are about to – no, they are underway right now.
Yes.
They just got underway. Sun is out, man. This rain is finally gone.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be a good day. I'm glad the Masters is back on because they are doing tributes to O.J. Simpson on TV. And I don't understand why.
Tributes? I think it's just more saying he died.
We know he did. We know he did. All right, don't be showing
rest
Hurts.
In flames.
Don't be showing no Hurts commercials or nothing. We know he did. I know I don't give a damn. Anybody don't give a damn?
Watch the third Naked Gun. I think that's the one he was in.
Yeah, but I mean, it is. You know, it's who's this guy again? Wyans. He's on the mound for
Alan
today.
Wyans,
Adam Wyans. He's on the mound, and I was looking at something the other day that I saw Dave O'Brien tweet out. Like this Shaver kid that we were talking about on Monday.
Yep.
He's not off to a good start up there in Gwinnett.
No,
Rob.
He's not.
Not off to
but
a good
you
start.
Can't, it's two starts. So Wyans was decent last year. His ERA was high, but his K to walk ratio 34 strikeouts, 8 walks. So at least you know he's decent control. But right now. I've got a runner on about to be 2 outs on top of the first inning, just underway up there at Truist. The Braves try to make it.
And it looks like Adam Duvall started.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, just beat the Mets. Just beat the Mets.
Just beat the
Mets.
That's
all that matters.
And after this, Braves have to go to Miami this weekend, and then they're going to Houston. Then the Texas Rangers, the defending world champions, come to town next weekend. A lot of people don't even remember who won the World Series last year because of Texas.
Rob.
A lot of people don't even remember who Texas beat.
Bro,
that's how nondescript
happens
it
all
was.
The time.
Yep.
I was like, "Who the hell? Who won it?
Who won it last?
Who they beat?" It's so true, and it's not trying to slight because they did win the World Series. They actually did. But it's just one of those things where I have to remind myself, just like last year, like right before the tournament, I had to remind myself the UConn won the damn title
that's
last
right.
year. I was like,
that's right.
Won the damn men's NCAA tournament. Oh, it was UConn.
And speaking of UConn, does nobody want the Kentucky job?
I don't know. I just Oh, man.
Scott Drew turned
Scott
him down.
Drew,
we
Scott
thought
Drew,
that. I thought
and
that
a lot
was going
to
be it.
I'm sure Kentucky thought so, too.
Oof.
And so he's turning that down. Him and his family want to stay in Waco. And I know I was reading. They were talking about the athletic director for Kentucky. They're saying that he kind of wanted to have a guy in by tomorrow. And that was on Monday by Friday. They got to get somebody in because recruiting and everything starts in the portal and everything like that. The funny thing about the presser yesterday that John Calipari had, it was so funny. He said, I met with the – we don't have a team. They don't have any scholarship players on their roster at Arkansas. There's one player he's a walk-on. They have zero players.
They have more NIL money than anybody, I think.
They have zero. You want to meet with the team, they have zero players.
There's nobody to meet with.
There's nobody to meet with. They have zero players on this team.
It's that last little 5'8" white guy on the bench. He's the only one that's going to show up at the meeting.
Yeah, there's nobody. That's crazy that there's nobody. I mean, obviously, he's going to fill that roster out pretty good. Some transfers, some of those big-time freshmen. Yeah, I mean, Kentucky, like, is it how – because a lot of times you look at things a certain way. It's like, okay, I saw how you treated Coach Cal. Why do I want to be a part of that?
That's the thing, too. And they don't want to go up there in that unrealistic expectation environment up there.
Yeah, because I think a lot of coaches – respect and like Coach Cal and everything like that. And so you put him in a situation where, I mean, he didn't perform where he's supposed to as far as having that job at Kentucky. It's always surprising that he only has one damn national championship with all those players.
Well, he's got four Final Fours, though, I think. But back-to-back first-round exits, that's going to make people feel
I don't.
Way.
So right now, I don't know where they go. I honestly don't
Billy
know.
Donovan, I still think it's Billy Donovan. They just can't really talk about it too much because he's still got the Bulls to coach in the playoffs against the Hawks.
But they need to be. That's what I'm saying. Like, are they going to wait over a whole weekend?
Are they going to wake? Yeah.
I don't know.
I still think Bruce Pearl is going to emerge out of nowhere and be the next head coach at the University of Kentucky, which would be fascinating to me because he's a colorful personality, certainly. So, like you said, the Masters underway. We got Joe Patrick going to join us, talk a little bit about the Falcons as well. And No surprise here. Iowa's going to retire Caitlin Clarkson.
I mean, what 22. Is it? Like, duh.
Shouldn't they have just done that after her junior year?
Shouldn't they have just done it at, like, her last game, senior day and everything? Just go ahead. Just put it up there. There's certain things I don't understand. Like, the Hall of Fame. Why do you have to be all around for the Hall of Fame? Are you or are you not a Hall of Fame player when you retire? Like, why does Aaron Dollar got to wait?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 years.
Why do some of the old heads have to wait as long as they do?
And that's always it. That's always one of the things where, you know.
And tragically, some of those old guys, they don't get in until like a year after they die.
Or like about to die. Like Steve Steve McMichael is going in. If he can hang on.
Yeah.
That's all.
He's probably not. I mean,
he's trying to hang on.
ALS is such a nasty, horrible disease.
Yes, it is.
You see what it did to that big, strong man? And
yes, it is.
Steve Gleason out in New Orleans.
It is. And he's hanging on to get to the get there and everything. But, I've always been like that. I'm the same way about put all the damn juiced guys in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Dude, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Have a juiced wing.
You know what I mean? Here lies, these numbers are inflated. But you know what they did?
But
They entertained the hell out of us. Baseball back.
We ignored it because we were entertained. You know what I mean? We all knew. Barry Bonds suddenly becomes a human action figure.
We knew. But Barry went from a Ken doll to damn G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip. We all knew that. Everybody knew that. It was like everybody's like, oh, my God. No, everybody knew.
Oh, Paul Winans gives up a run at the top of the first.
Way to go, Paul.
Mets up 1-0 on the Braves. I'm sorry, Alan Winans. What did I say, Paul?
Hold on real quick. Okay, we were asking for some sumo rules. Says Randy Mack, this is Derek. He said, I train in sumo. If you exit the ring or any part of your body touches the floor, you lose. Even if your hair of the side of your foot, anything that touches, only your soles of your feet are allowed, and anything is allowed, slaps, kicks, trips, pushes.
Anything to get the job done.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay. I mean, I've always been curious of the sumo diet. Like, is it all about, like,
carbs and meat, gravy.
Like, do they
have a gravy lick they put
have,
in your room?
They have to have weight classes, though, right? Like, big as hell, big.
I don't think they do they? That's another question to pose.
Like, you don't think so?
Like, yeah, just have a gravy IV. They eat about 30,000 calories a day, right?
What a life.
Weight divisions are used in professional sumo.
Say what now?
No weight divisions are used in professional sumo.
So you might be 450, and the dude might run up on you in 350. So you got the 100-pound advantage, huh?
So at what point does that stop mattering ever? If you go up with a 550 guy versus a 450 guy, does that 100 pounds matter?
I guess you have to rely on maybe a little bit more quickness than they have to maybe get to an angle. Yeah,
quickness,
I don't know. Quickness in sumo. Those fast twitch muscles. Fast gut muscles in sumo.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
A hell of a slapper.
Dude, I'm just thinking about it. Like 450, trying to move a 550-pound man.
Unmovable force.
You think they do cardio?
Please. Yeah, getting up, walking from the couch to the fridge back and back, that's their cardio.
That's got to be exhausting, sumo wrestling. Yeah. They have to do some sort of cardio.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couch to fridge and back.
Dude, you got to do something.
House to car to McDonald's and home. Smoking Joe Patrick going to join us next on the WadeFord.com hotline. And get your questions ready for AMA at 404-726-0929. Andy and Randy triple in for Bucker. He'll be back on Monday. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Welcome back, Midday Show. Get your AMA questions ready for 140 at 404-726-0929. As I've been saying all week, I'm open book, naked. Ask me anything, vulnerable, don't care. Don't care. At my age, don't care.
What does it matter?
Operation.
What does it matter?
We got a pretty juicy one on the on the text line.
Ooh, already.
Yeah.
Getting juicy already. Ooh, that's a nice little.
You like that,
that's
huh?
That's not a tease. That's foreplay before that segment. That's titillating. Let's go to Smokin' Joe.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
There he is. Joe Patrick, it's been a while, brother.
The AMA with Rob Tribble's got to be like, you know, must-see content here. I mean, I cannot wait to listen.
I can only
imagine.
Hey, JP, were they trying to come back? They were trying to get you again, JP?
Yeah. They're coming for me again, Randy.
Russians, man. They're coming again.
Are you being all hot takey like Cam Newton? What would you say?
They're coming again.
I don't know what prompted it, but the backstory here is in October of 2022, my Twitter account was hacked, apparently by someone in Russia. this one's coming, or I say person. It could be any sort of entity. It's probably some sort of AI bot that's doing it. But this one apparently is coming from, like, Cambria, Italy, which is beautiful this time of year, I hear. Probably better things to do than
hack people. I got a question for you, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is going on with you, man?
Who are you involved with?
Who are you involved with, dog?
Are you like Illuminati, World Economic Forum? What?
Like, what the hell is going on, man?
Hey, I've got the same question. I want to know the same thing. I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I know somebody or somebody knows me who is not important, but is very powerful in the world somehow. But I don't know. It's bizarre. But so, if my Twitter account all of a sudden starts spitting out crypto tips and, you know, stock tips, then just call the police and know that it's not me.
So basically, this entire interview is going to be Russian disinformation.
Yes,
is what you're saying.
Yeah. yeah. We'll see.
All right, Joe. What's going on?
Now it's Italian.
Yeah. Italian disinformation.
The Italian job.
All right, lie to us and tell us what in the world is going to happen at number 8 for our beloved Atlanta Falcons.
maybe J.J. McCarthy gets drafted by the Vikings at number 8. I don't know. I mean, I think that the Falcons are going to want to trade out of this pick just because there's value and all these top players are offensive players who don't really seem like needs for the Falcons. But, you know, it's an interesting kind of thing to think about, because I was talking to Randy and Andy about it, I think a week ago or two, where this isn't really speculation. There is a certainty that when the 8th pick comes up, when the Falcons are on the clock, either Joe Alt is going to be there, one of these top 3 receivers is going to be there, or J.J. McCarthy is going to be there. And to me, those are all, you know, players that a lot of other teams around the NFL would love to trade up and draft. If it's one of the receivers, you might think, you know, I think it's still on the table potentially that the Falcons could be the one who just take the best player available, like Terry Fontenot has said in the past, and select that player. Now, I do think there are differences this year with the Falcons and how they go about their draft strategy versus past years, which is they're now paying a lot of money to the quarterback, which they have not been doing the last few years. So they kind of had the luxury of just going after kind of whoever they wanted and building, just stockpiling talent. I do think that now this team needs to be more targeted in the positions that it acquires and be a little bit more needs based, especially because, you know, the two biggest needs I think for this team right now are at edge and cornerback, and they're pretty massive holes at this point. I know that the team has just signed some veteran players at these positions, but those are really not players that you would expect to make a big impact, and you would think that the team would want to really shore up those positions by drafting top quality talent, and they, by all accounts, they're going to have basically their pick of the litter. So if they do end up sticking at eight, not trading down and drafting an edge or corner, you would have to think that that means that they are like really in love with that player and that they did not even want to risk moving down. And so I think that they'll tell us a lot based upon what they end up doing.
Hey, JP, I know they made a couple additions this week. Of those guys between the corner king and other guys, who do you think probably has the best chance to contribute to the team?
You know, I would probably say Antonio Hamilton, the corner who came in just from Arizona, just because he's got a lot, the most experience. I think that you're going to be able to use him in different ways, whether that's, you know, as this kind of nickelback, a special teams player. That's really what I think a lot of these signings are. It's kind of they're kind of CYA signings as of right now, to kind of like get yourself sorted out so that, you know, like Terry Fontenot always likes to say about the draft, it's like grocery shopping, and you don't want to go to the grocery store hungry. And so, you know, they're just kind of covering their bases right now by filling in some of these gaps with some of these players. But I do think that he probably offers the most versatility of any of these guys, and just that it's that veteran experience that I think, especially the secondary, could use, especially with just a lot of young corners on this team. And so I think that he's probably the one that has the biggest chance of making an impact. But honestly, you know, I've heard a lot of talk about these players since they've been signed, and I get it. It's kind of a slow period for the Falcons. You want to see these news items, and we have to talk about them here on the station. But ultimately, I think that all these guys are probably, you know, guys who are going to be fighting for jobs in camps. Like, I'm not even certain that all of them are going to end up being on the team or even on the practice squad once camp breaks by the time the regular season starts. And so I think that these are just kind of, let's get our bases covered here. Let's make sure we're not totally exposed at any, you know, one position before we make our final free agent signings after the draft. And that way we can just go into the draft with more of a, you know, a clear mind and, you know, an open mind as to what players we ultimately take based on who's available.
He's Smoking Joe Patrick, our 92.9 The Game Atlanta Falcons reporter, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, most pressing needs for the Falcons, from most pressing to maybe a little lesser pressing, and how do you feel about the depth of an offensive line that's actually been pretty good?
Yeah, I think that the most pressing edge need is edge, just because I think that's where the biggest kind of gap is in terms of players that you want. And also, you know, with the scheme change, it's a different kind of edge I think that this team is looking for and needs to acquire. I think they need some more athleticism on that edge in a 3-4 system based off versus the kind of 4. Yeah, I guess they were like kind of running a 4-3 last year. It was really hybrid, but really they were looking at like those 4-3 kind of edges, like Calais Campbell, those kind of heavy-handed guys who are, you know, better against the run. I think that this team in particular will be looking more for athletes. Maybe D'Angelo Malone, a guy who's on the roster, can potentially kind of, you know, revitalize his career, because he only, I think, played like 3 defensive snaps all of last season after being a third-round pick in 2022. But I think edge is the biggest need. I'd probably say, you know, corner, just because that's kind of a starting position, the cornerback too, on the other side. Yeah, I would say that that's the second biggest need. But I think that one of the bigger ones is that we're not really talking about so much is the interior defensive line, where you've got a couple of older players, and Grady Jarrett is one of them, and he's coming off, obviously, a torn ACL. So I think you've got to kind of have your succession plan for him in place. But, you know, David Onyemata isn't necessarily a spring chicken either. He's a really solid player, one of the better interior defensive linemen last year in the NFL, and I think he will probably continue to be that this year. But he did miss some time with injury last year. I think you just got to kind of restack that position. And going back to the scheme change, you're going to need different types of players, I think, that they're going to be looking for. And so I think that those are the biggest needs on the offensive side of the ball. I like the offensive line depth. I think they've done a good job kind of cultivating some of the depth there. When you talk about guys like Ryan Neusel, who have been able to come in and give them some pretty good, you know, reps when starters have gone out. Like there was a game last year where you had only one starter on the offensive line in the game at the time. And it was Matthew Bergeron, the rookie. And you had guys like Tyler Vrabel and Storm Norton out there, but they did a job and they were able to, you know, they were able to make it through that. And, you know, what Arthur Smith always called it was a program that they had. And, you know, the offensive line development has just been a real key point for this front office. And I think that they're pretty good there, but I wouldn't be surprised for them to continue to go and reinvest and go back to that well with guys later in the draft who they can hopefully develop over the course of 2 or 3 years. And maybe then they challenge for starting spots when maybe some of these current guys are kind of running their course of time with the Falcons.
Joe, the Masters is on today. I saw you tweeting about it. I know you got a little emotional about Jack and his the way he let it off and everything like that. Who you who you got?
I love it.
Who you got this weekend, Joe?
Yeah, I love the Masters. It's my favorite golf tournament, and golf is one of my favorite sports. And who I have this year is Scottie Scheffler, who's the betting favorite. But I want to talk about why, because the guy is unbelievable. Here's a couple of stats for you. One, his highest scoring round so far in 2024 is a 71. And so I believe that may be like one round over par, but that is incredible. That's worst
consistent
round. Yeah, that's pretty consistent. And his most common score over his rounds in 2024 is a 66. I mean, what he's doing, honestly, it's kind of being like, I don't know, there's just kind of not really a spotlight on golf until you really hit the majors. But what he's been doing so far in 2024 does rival some of Tiger's kind of best moments when he's in the peak season, peak form of his career. Now, Tiger let his peak form run a long time. Like, right. I mean, he was kind of at the top for a while. But what Scottie Scheffler is doing right now is really unparalleled with what anyone else in the field currently has put together in their careers.
Well, he's not playing courses. He's assaulting them and abusing them. That's what he's basically doing. It's almost unlawful vulgar
That's
what he's doing to courses. Hey, man, we appreciate
your
time, brother.
Appreciate you, JB.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's our Russian agent, Smoking Joe Patrick. He's been taken over by the Italians, apparently, because some bot took over his Twitter.
They got him again. I was like, damn, Joe, they about to get you again, my boy.
That's crazy. So apparently we have a really spicy AMA coming up next. That's what Bo was telling us. Sexy, spicy, cheeky.
I just thought there was a good question, and one that'll make you think.
All right. That's coming up next. 404-726-0929 if you want to get involved in the AMA. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. AMA next. Brought to you by rightfromtheheart.org. First, before we get to AMA, should I be upset that my daughter has not texted me yet, happy birthday?
Oh, my God. Bruh. I get them the same way.
Like, come on!
But she's gonna hit you. She gonna hit you. But I ain't gonna lie, dog. I get the same way. My kid, because there's a couple. I know Sean because Sean's always alert and he does all that. He's gonna be the first one to text.
He's thoughtful.
Yes, the thoughtful one. Sean will text me, and then they got this new thing. My boys, it is driving me freaking crazy. That they're like, then Isaiah, hey Pop.
Oh, Pop, no. Have you discouraged that one?
Dude. And then my baby girl, Kai, she's like, hi, Daddy. And she's 16, but she still called me Daddy. I'm just trying to hang on to that for a minute longer.
That makes you melt, man. You give them both kidneys. Well, come on, Drew. Old man.
She got you, man.
She is in college. But she was online, though, on Instagram. Why can't she
Are
text
you
her old
checking
man?
To see if she's online?
No, I just happened to see it.
Are you stalking your child's Instagram?
No, I'm not stalking my daughter. She just she showed up as being online. You know, you see the main people you contact, so. Come on, wake up, kid. All right, what we got for the AMA?
Let's go out to Devin in KC. What up, Devin?
Man, how the hell y'all been, man? It's been a minute, man.
What's going on, D?
What's going on, Randy?
Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. So listen, Trouble, you fun as hell, bro. I got to get to you like that old family friend that don't got no filter that everybody love and hate, bro. I love you, man.
Hey, that mean I'm invited to the cookout?
All right, man, listen, I'll even invite you to play spades, even if you don't know how to play, bro. That's how much you invite
wow.
me.
Wow, that is high praise. I appreciate that. That ain't no joke right there.
So, listen, Randon and I already sent two people to hell during the show. You know what I'm saying? OJ and old Ross with that dumbass take he had. But, oh, Triple, I know you don't got no filters. You got to send two people to hell. Who you got?
Oh, let's see. OJ, I guess, right? OJ and, I don't know, Abe Gordon? I don't know. I'm kidding.
Hey, man, y'all leave Abe alone, man.
I'm kidding. All right. He knows I love him.
Hey, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for letting me play spades, because I don't know how to play spades.
Why the hell you Atlanta boy, Atlanta bred, and we've been friends all these damn years.
And look where I grew up, too.
You grew up in Decatur?
I grew up in the hood.
And you don't know how to play spades?
No, but we used to roll the dice against the wall, though. That's pretty good, right?
All right.
And you like your mimosas, too. I'm disappointing you all.
Brother know how to play spades. He drink mimosas and sip shots. Damn, Rob.
Wow.
And he stalks his daughter on Instagram.
And on that note, let's go out to Mo in Columbus.
One of my headphones came out, and I can't find the fitting. Carry on.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, man, y'all, again, off the chain. Greatest show on radio, period, as far as I'm concerned. And the fact that Randy just said, damn, Rob. Randy, I don't know if they told you, but last week John said something about a UGA player, and I had to call in, and I had to imitate you, and I did the damn John to John.
Okay.
So my question, I got two questions. So Bo, when is Bo coming back on the air with his show? And then my question to y'all, have y'all ever had somebody come to y'all house, or have you ever been this person, stopped up the toilet, and said absolutely nothing? I do a podcast, and I had a had a guest over that went into the bathroom and stopped the whole toilet up.
Oh, man. Okay. First of all, you got the Bo Jonathan Experience Sunday 6-9, right, Bo?
That is correct.
6-9. The craziest thing. Okay. So first time I went to the Philippines to visit my wife's family. Okay. And they have indoor plumbing, but there's certain things that you don't flush down the toilet. And toilet paper is one of them. You just don't flush it down. They have the little spritzer thing that they use.
Right.
And everything. We have one at our house.
A bidet?
No, it's not a bidet. It's it's a squirter and all that stuff. It cleans you up. That's how they do it. They don't really put toilet paper down the thing. So, Rob, never forget. We get to the Philippines and everything. We get to grandma's house. I got to go.
Oh, boy.
And so I go in the bathroom at grandma's house. And, you know, as you finish, you use toilet paper. Rob, I clogged up two houses. I clogged up two people's houses.
An international plumbing.
I plugged the grandma's house and the house next to us.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, dog. And so Unc had to go get a new part and everything. And I came out, and the thing about it, everybody knew it was me.
Oh, boy.
And the disappointment that they all looked at me like, I was like, I'm sorry. I had no clue that y'all didn't flush.
You felt lower than low,
didn't you? Dog. I told them people to tall it up. And has that ever happened, Miles? One time, and I was hot. Now I was hot because of what he said. Didn't nobody say nothing. Come get me, and we'll figure this thing out. But don't just be that guy, just mess up the toilet, and then don't say nothing.
Well, the worst thing is when you're first starting to see a woman. You know, first few times you go over there, well, some point you got to go. You try to hold it till you get home, you know.
Turn the shower on.
Yeah.
Turn the shower on.
I clog it. Thankfully, there's a plunger right there, though.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a plunger right there, though. The horror I felt. But luckily, there's some Febreze and a plunger. I was good to go.
If you can fix it yourself
and
you do that, then you're forgiven. Yeah, it's all good.
But
that
slight moment of horror, though, goodness, where you can't find the plunger, then you find it. The relief, nothing like it.
All right, let's go out to Ted in Ball Ground. What's up, Ted?
Yeah, with the Falcons having finished dead last in the entire NFL in pass rush win rate, I would be vastly surprised if Dallas Turner is there when their pick comes out. They better rush that car to the podiums. We got to have some edge people that can put the other guy's quarterback on the ground, or at least pressure him. Thank you.
From your mouth to God's ears.
There you go.
There you go.
Right.
Well, there you go.
You might get your guy.
Yeah, you might get your guy.
Will he be all that? I don't know. By the way, Braves down 5-0 in the third.
They're playing so sloppy and so lethargic.
Bad defense. I think the ball got over Michael Harris's head.
And then Arcia just went. And Austin Riley had one, too. They got three errors in one inning. Yeah, they're playing like trash.
Well, they had that rain out last night. I guess they went partying. They're a little banged up today, I guess. All right, what else we got?
So before we get to some social questions are brought to you by the Man Cave Store, as well as this last hour was. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. So did y'all know that chess boxing is a thing?
Who?
So this sent in from Josh Willis on Twitter. Chess boxing. Two people sit down and play chess.
Oh, damn, we're getting mauled by they are mauling us right now, Doug.
Then get up from their chess game and actually box around.
I have seen that.
Hold on. Sit back down
they're
and
playing,
play chess.
They're playing chess.
And then
chess.
They get up and box more. They fight each other after they play chess.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
That wasn't the question. Who would win a 9-2-9 the game chess boxing tournament if we had to put one on?
I don't know.
So So you'd have to, one, know how to play chess,
which
and
I don't.
Two, be able to fight somebody.
I can do that.
You don't know how to play chess.
I don't know how to play chess.
I could be like the crooked manager.
Yeah, I don't.
Tennis
I don't,
racket.
Yes, like I don't know how to play chess. I remember Rob when Mama was stationed over in Germany, and like one of my friends, his dad, his mom was stationed, but his dad was a civilian, but he was like a world class chess player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like ranked in the world as far as a chess player.
Teach
and all
him
of
like
the,
2 minutes.
Yeah, dog. And I mean, I remember he sat there and tried to teach me. I don't got the patience for it. I don't got the patience.
Not the attention span.
No, I don't.
All right. What else we got?
So let's go out to Tom and Noonan.
Hello, Tom.
Hey,
what
gentlemen.
You got?
Hey. Let me ask you a question, because y'all were talking about stopping up toilets a second ago. Let's say you're with a girlfriend, or either maybe the first time y'all go out, and things start happening in your favor, and you're in the middle of doing it, and all of a sudden,
oh boy,
Mother Nature calls. What do you do?
Well, maybe that's her kink, and you don't have to do anything.
What the hell is he talking about? What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to play along.
You're like, what?
I'm just trying to be present.
Here, huh?
Just
oh my
to be
god.
Engaged, man.
Oh my god.
Okay. What? Who's next?
Oh my god.
So this just in: we got some numbers behind the Shohei case. So apparently, this guy embezzled $16 million from Shohei Ohtani.
Well,
$16 million. I don't believe that. Who? Where'd you see that at?
Oren just told me, apparently there's some numbers behind the story now.
Hold on 1 second. After being turned down by Scott Drew, Kentucky has turned their attention to him. Okay, so the reporter offers $100 million over 8 years.
To Scott Drew?
To Hurley.
That's what
they're,
that's, oh, to
what,
Hurley.
That, yes, that's what they're talking about the offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about the offer. Okay.
He ain't going to leave.
No, he's not going to leave. So Shohei got worked for $16 million. I don't believe that.
No, you don't think? Hey, them embezzlers, man, they'll get you.
They got you. I mean, they can make them numbers funny now.
All right, one last one here. What's one thing that can instantly make your day better?
A nude picture from the wife.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. Nice random naked ass picture.
Hey, a nice random unfiltered naked shot of your lady. What's better than that?
Put a little lead in your pencil on an otherwise boring day of drudgery.
Yeah.
All right, let's do takeaways.
What's better than that? Hey, Rob, because I know I send them. I'll send an unfiltered shot of, you know, to mine. Rob used to run a lot. Rob used to run all the time. Now he just pees all the time. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Randy was very disappointed in me about mimosas, but at least he didn't send me to hell like he did OJ and that Mr. Ross from the NFL Network. I didn't get sent to hell, though.
So Rob can dunk a basketball, but it's been 30 years ago. Endless hamster wheel of purgatory.
Yes.
Hey, man, boring winning is better than exciting losing.
Damn right it
is. I like that one.
I've been learning something.
That's solid work today. Those are fortune cookie slogans right there, my friend. We're going to come back and hand it over to Dukes and Bell. They're going to be right inside here in the Kia Studios. We're going to hand it off over to them next. Andy Bucker back on Monday. I've enjoyed this week. I will not be back tomorrow, but I'll be back on Tuesday for the morning shift. This is Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.